What about the next generation of adjuvant trials for patients with HER2-positive tumors?
We'll be undertaking a huge international effort to coordinate the HER2-positive trials. And the latest design, which I saw just 1 week ago, so it means it's probably outdated already, has four arms. We're working with the Europeans, so it's a pretty simple chemo regimen where you get a lot of choices. It's not a mandated chemo regimen per se. And then there will be four arms, a trastuzumab alone arm, a lapatinib alone arm, and arms that have combinations either in sequence or concurrently.
Now, when you say lapatinib alone arm, are you saying patients in that arm will get zero Herceptin?
At the present time, that is the plan.
Interesting.
Yes. I think lapatinib is a terrific drug. I don't think it will replace Herceptin because I actually think that they have different mechanisms. They will not have complete cross-resistance and they have potential for synergy. So it is looking like a terrific drug. We're working really hard on it. Edith Perez is the North American representative to this trial, and there are lots of hoops and hurdles, but they are putting a lot of effort in. So we know that we have downtime now and that there is not an open trial for these patients, and we are really hoping to get it up and going by first quarter of 2007.